Right, it's a Panthers pre-game podcast as we get ready for a really big weekend, actually, because I think this will give us a real taste of what might be in store for the Elite League season after some different types of opposition in Concordia and the French side Amiens. We actually have two games against Elite League opposition and two good quality opposition it is as well. Cardiff on Friday night in Wales and then Saturday at home to Coventry Blaise. Welcome to three podcast members, Dan Green, Jono Bullard and Ken Feast. Good evening all.
Evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
Now, we normally take the mick a bit out of each other, don't we, when one of us can't be on for various reasons. But I think Chris Gadsby has got one of the most genuine and really adorable reasons ever. We'd like to say congratulations to Chris TSGG and his wife Charlotte on the birth of Sophia Gadsby. What a lovely moment. Hey, guys, congratulations to Chris and Charlotte.
Yeah, great for them.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations.
What a nice way to start. And Chris, you certainly got a really, really important excuse. So we're certainly
A future shoebox racer, no doubt.
Oh yeah. How soon till they start training? How soon? I wonder how young can you be to enter your shoebox?
I think definitely 100%.
100%.
Doesn't strike me as an age-specific type of activity, so
No, you can see Chris, the proud dad, helping
yeah.
Sophia build the first.
Putting Sophia in the shoebox and
Oh
sending
yes.
it down.
Might perhaps wouldn't be so streamlined with somebody in, would it?
Mind you, watching some of the videos, I do think that if Sophia was involved from an early age, it would bring down the average age of the whole thing massively.
We are going next year, you know. It's going to be a podcast night out because I'm obsessed with it. So Chris better give
We're
us
getting a pod,
a
we're getting a building a podcast shoebox racer.
I mean, I wouldn't be very good at building one. I just want to go and watch. You guys can build one. I don't know. What's the criteria to enter? I mean, we
What's
might not meet
happened?
the criteria. So.
There's people who've tuned into this podcast who are now like looking and going, "Did I tune? What the
Yeah.
hell have I tuned
What did I tune in for?
into?"
You know what?
Skip 10 seconds. Skip 10 seconds.
Yeah. We now have three listeners. And thanks. And that's all us just listening back. You know what? Before we go on the weekend, I think we might as well start with the most recent news and exciting signing news today. And just to, you know, just for people to be in the clear, I think you know Omar Pasha and Danny Stewart did say that you know they would look at running with a spare this season, with an I say a spare, an extra player on the roster. Going to be a busy season. We've got Continental Cup as well, of course, in January. You know, so this is a genuine addition to the roster. And welcome to the Nottingham Panthers, Nolan Vulcan. What an amazing name! Already one of my
What name?
names in there. In
That is a
hockey.
proper hockey name, isn't it? That
Proper, you know
really
what,
is.
Jono? That's really good. So if you didn't know much about him, you know, you look at his stats, you know, at junior and college, you know, he was very prolific, scored a lot of goals, had a lot of fights as well in his early days too. Even if you go back to the last couple of years with Fort Wayne, there's fights that he's had there. I'm intrigued as well for some things, but you know, when players leave a club, I just feel that like when we get players who come to the Panthers from North America, you don't often get many comments about the player, but you know the other way, the Panthers Nation, you only saw when we lost any player, but it specifically, of course, Bunzy, who's gone across to Orlando, and the way that you know you talked, Ken, didn't you, that you straight away followed Orlando. But my point was, there was a quote, a comment on our Facebook page from a Comets fan, absolute favorite player for the Comets last year. Guy doesn't quick, menace on the forecheck, punishing on the boards. Great pickup. We're going to miss him in Fort Wayne. He sounds a pretty exciting little pickup, doesn't he, Ken?
Yeah, I think so. And like you say, you know, those kind of reviews from fans where he's played before. I think, you know, obviously you know, Danny Stewart described him as playing with grit. I think, you know, a few other people said he plays with a little bit of jam, and I think he's a player that will just give us a bit of another option. And I think, you know, you mentioned it, you know, running with that extra player. I think spare's not the word, is it? Because we need depth within the squad. And I think if you take a step back and you go, what are all the things that fans have challenged and what people looking in and have said, look, what do we want? So the first thing is we want some stability in the coaching staff and behind the scenes. We've got that this year. We want to take a year, build on it, bring back a good core of players, and then build and kind of upgrade where we need to, tick in the box. We want to, make sure that we're on the front foot when it comes for preparing for potential challenges, injuries, and go with a squad that's got the depth to manage that through various situations. Tick, we're starting, the season's not started, and we've got that depth and those options with an additional player that we're running with from day one. I look at that and I'm very encouraged by the direction of travel within the club. And I know I'm sort of part of it, and you can say, well, you're biased because you're part of it, but genuinely, seeing it through those eyes of kind of seeing what is being done behind the scenes to give us the best chance of being really competitive this season, I think is a cracking effort. And it looks like in this guy, we're getting a bit of that grit that people have said, a bit of that energy, but we've not gone down the route of just looking for somebody that just drops the gloves and is one dimensional. This guy can play as well, and I think that's right. With a skillful squad, we've already seen, they can move the puck well. They make good, quick decisions on the puck. They're fast. I think you don't want to bring in somebody that's not going to be able to play at the same level of intensity. And I think this guy looks like he's kind of got a multi-dimension to his game that will fit in really well, is my view.
Yeah, absolutely right. Jono, what about your thoughts on his pick on this pickup?
Yeah, I think it adds to the squad depth that we already have, and I think it's unfair to label any certain player as a spare, because I think you're going to have players who are going to be carrying knocks, carrying slight injuries, and I think there'll probably be different players brought into the roster each night depending on who the opposition is. So I don't think we should look at him that way at all, especially when you can see he can play a bit, he can put a few points on the board. Had a very good point scoring record in U Sports with the University of Alberta, especially in his last two seasons as well. Captain of the Seattle Thunderbirds in the WHL in the Canadian in the junior leagues. So I think overall a very, very good pickup. As I said, adds to the depth of the squad. Looks very, very gritty. The reports I've seen, like the one you mentioned, and I think there was a scouting report that I saw online as well from when he was in juniors that said that he's a very gritty player, gets stuck in the corners, is willing to do the dirty work. So I think he's exactly what we need in this squad to bring even more balance than what we already had. So yeah, I think an excellent signing by Danny and Omar.
What do you think, Greeno? And again, getting that extra depth, the fact that there's now going to be, well, 16, got 17 non-British trained players on the roster, haven't we, with the two non-British trained goalies. So yeah, an extra outskater non-British trained player. It just shows that the club mean business this year.
Yeah, and I think like Ken said, we'll need it, as probably going to be a long Challenge Cup run. Obviously the usual 50 odd games in the league, like you said, the Continental Cup as well. So, there's going to be, well, 60, 70 games plus. So, we've obviously got Matt Alfaro out at the moment. Hopefully he's back soon, but he'll just slot straight in. But like the other two guys said, there's going to be guys in and out the lineup all year. It's great to have options, guys you can go to. And yeah, it's a good point, depending on who we're playing and things and how big the kind of game load is, you can, rest players, bring different players in. And yeah, I think it just shows that, like you said, we're here to win this year, and we've got the reinforcements kind of all over the ice now, and I think he'll bring good balance to the lineup.
It's interesting because I saw some comments a few weeks ago about, and I don't want to go down the fighting route again. I'm sure we will eventually, but I saw a few people say, "Oh, those guys on the podcast just teeing us up. They know that we're not signing an enforcer." And I think people give us too much credit. I mean, literally, certainly when myself and Sophie know to put out the announcement, we'll just get told when a player is signed. You know what I mean? It's this podcast is our opinion. It's not influenced by anyone else at the top. This is us talking about our opinion, and yeah, we just to make it very clear, we certainly don't have any intel on this signing news. Literally, this signing news came in very quickly and got turned around very quickly, and here he is, another very important addition to the lineup. And I think the only thing I will say is I've seen a lot of people say, just another player, the same as all the others, and that old debate again. He does have a fight card. I mean, he genuinely clearly fought a lot when he was younger. And looking at that grit and determination, and hearing those comments from Fort Wayne fans, I do think this guy is going to be more of a hard-nosed player than some of the ones in the lineup. But I just think we've got a wonderful balance, and it just goes back to that. It goes back to that argument, and I suppose I am going to touch on it now that and I've talked about this. I think one week we'll get. We'll organize it so a couple of the most passionate fans who really think that this route is not the right route to go down, I think we'll get them on and we'll have a really healthy debate. But I genuinely, and look, we've all watched hockey for a long time, and we've all loved the fight element of it. We've watched guys drop the gloves and got a right buzz from it, and I'm sure all four of us in this chat today would say that. But I struggle to see. Like what? And again, I know some of these people are not asking just for an enforcer. And as I had a long chat with Kevin Bergen after the game, and we were discussing the state of the game. Kevin Bergen is an old-fashioned player. You don't quite, those sorts of players are less and less around. If they do, they're in the top leagues. So yeah, so I'd just be intrigued to see, those people. I think what I'm trying to say is those people that are saying that we need this element. Throw me a hockey database or an Elite Prospects CV and say I want this player. And yeah, I think that's what we should do. I think we should get a couple of them on, and we'll have a robust. You love debating, don't you, Ken? We'll get them on and we'll have a healthy chat.
I just get the, is that our applications open now then?
Yeah, you know what? They're open. If you're listening and you've sat, there's a few of you. And again, I'm not having a go at you. None of us are. It's healthy. This sort of a debate is healthy. Just because we're sitting here saying it one way doesn't mean we're right. I think that's what's great. So if you want to come on, drop any of us a little inbox on social media or at Panthers and say you fancy coming on, and let's get them on and let's have a good chat. I think that'd be fun. So there you go. Applications are open now. If you want to prove, because a lot of people I've seen have talked about it. If you want to prove otherwise, let's come on and we'll have a great chat about it.
I think it's not. It's less about. It's just an opportunity to air both sides of, all sides of the debate. Hear what people have got to say. Think views,
Absolutely.
and get the opportunity to kind of talk through the logic.
Yeah,
Discuss. Using examples.
yeah, and because Twitter is just 100, is it still 130 characters or whatever it was?
2 to 80 now.
Is
Unless you pay, you
it?
can pay for more, can't you? If you want to, if
Yeah.
you pay
If you
Mr.
get a
Moss.
tick, yeah, it's unlimited. You can put
Yeah.
as much as you want down,
Other
but
billionaires are available.
yeah. But no, it'd be great because it's hard to debate on a Twitter. I've had many Twitter like debates with people, and it's really hard. But it'd be great to get someone on, so we're going to do that.
But
Dan.
by the way, can I just say that I'm just having a look at Elite Prospects, and Nolan Vulcan is trending number one player on Elite Prospects at the moment.
There you go. Excellent. I'm excited. He's already here. He'll be practicing tomorrow, and I expect he'll probably be in the lineup for the weekend. So, I'm really excited to see. Greeno, what about the weekend then? What do you think it says? Never get too carried away in pre-season, or never get too downhearted. Certainly, I think we've all been involved in sport, in all sports, to know, and especially in ice hockey. But what do you take from the fact that, they went into Manchester? It's a cliche, but I'm going to say it. Tough rink to go. Manchester played with a bit of an edge, but they came out on top. And then they faced a slightly at the French side, Amiens. I thought Amiens really stuck at it for a long time. But as we chatted through with Bergy, and you know, they didn't leave France until Saturday morning. They played in Guildford, then they came to Nottingham. But you know, it was a real f free flowing win once Panthers got things going in the second and third. How were you impressed, were you, by the two different contrasting wins?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those, you know, like we always say, you can only beat who's in front of you, you know. So people can say, oh, you know, look who you beat. But I mean, you know, they took Guildford to, you know, 1-1 and a shootout. So, you know, then when we beat them 6-0, it obviously shows the kind of levels we're at. But yeah, I mean, going into Manchester, difficult place to play. And, you know, for all those new non-British trained players to the league, that would have been pretty eye-opening going into Manchester. A lot of them won't have played in a rink like that. So to, you know, gut out a sort of hard-fought 3-2 win is really impressive. And then, yeah, like you said, Amiens, they sort of, you know, huffed and puffed and stuck with us for a while. I think, you know, obviously eventually we were going to break through and kind of, you know, win that one. But you know, again, a lot of guys impressed. You know, a lot of the same guys scored more points. We didn't concede a goal. Didn't really even give up too much. You know, Kasi made a couple of big saves in that second period, but you know, we made Amiens look, you know, fairly ordinary, where you know, a lot of other teams I think would kind of struggle with them. So yeah, I just thought all good signs again from both games. Didn't concede many goals, scored quite a few, a lot of big performances, really no negatives out the weekend. Like you said at the start, it will ramp up this weekend. You know, this weekend's going to be another couple of notches harder, especially the Friday night down in Cardiff. But you know, so far they haven't put a foot wrong, but you know, two more big tests coming up. So you know, again, you know, this time next week we'll probably be able to say a lot more and it'll be a lot more accurate. But I don't really think you can pick any holes in the first kind of three games we've seen.
Yeah, very good points there. On to individual players. I mean, obviously, it's been three wins and there's been many impressive things throughout the preseason. But Ross Armour, Jono Bullard, he's really started well. Obviously, you know, there's been some heralded signings right across the Elite League. And I think it's no disrespect to Ross that he probably went slightly under the radar. But if you look at his figures, they're very consistent. And the guy, you know, again, another one at junior who scored prolifically. And then more recently in his professional career, he's pretty much scored at a point per game, which just often can translate well from the East Coast to the UK, to the Elite League. He certainly found his wheels and started playing really well in the early days, hasn't he, Jono?
He's been very good, for 4 goals and an assist. And yeah, but that whole line that he's on with Diederik Hembrandt and Lemos, just superb. They've looked really, really good. They looked so good on Sunday. They've been really dangerous. But Ross Armour looks like the sort of guy who is a proper goal scorer, someone in the sort of David Alexandre Beauregard mold, who gets into those sort of really dangerous areas, finds the puck on the end of his stick and puts it away. I was really impressed with what I've seen of him, both on highlights and then what I saw of him on Sunday as well. And yeah, he scored points wherever he's gone. And I think when he first signed, I said I was really excited to see how he does here. But I think with all the other signings we've made, you're right, Chris. He sort of did probably slightly go under the radar a bit, but he's not going under the radar now. He's really, really showing what he can do in pre-season.
Yeah, absolutely. Ken, have you kind of had to pick maybe one or two that have stood out so far in the first three games? Armour's up there. It's, you know, who else would you kind of be heralding for who stood out for you in the opening weekends?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go for someone that probably nobody would maybe necessarily expect me to go for, but I've been really impressed with Finlay Ulrich,
Thought you were going to say that.
and I just think you every time you look at him, he's just working really, really hard, and he's got his he's it just strikes me as a real workhorse team player. You know, very responsible for what he's doing, and that line, looks really, really good. And I think, I think he's impressed me just by the way he's come in, and he's just getting on with his role. And from what you see, behind the scenes as well, has really fitted into the group really well.
Finn's been really impressive. We know what you get from Jordan Kelso. Alex Rusby obviously has been spending some time on that line as well in pre-season. Greener, let's talk a bit about the goalies. I'm not sure how much you touched on them in the post-game podcast the other weekend, but looking through it, Kevin Carr played three periods, two of the second game, didn't he? And that one in the first. He didn't let in a goal in those three periods. Jason Grande played the other three periods and only let in two, and they were in Manchester, which is a notoriously difficult place to go. How great is it early on that those netminders are showing that they're going to battle head to head to be starting netminder this year?
I just think it's only positive for the team. You've got two top goalers. Karsey obviously a little bit older, a bit more experience. A lot more time kind of in the elite league, for a couple of different teams. And then Jason Grande obviously coming off a kind of MVP type season. Hopefully touch wood, neither of them pick up any kind of injury, but you just have that backup, don't you? If something happens to one of them for a little bit, you have another guy to turn to straight away. They'll obviously push each other. I'm sure they'll have a really good kind of working relationship. But yeah, it's I would imagine early on, through the Challenge Cup, the first sort of month or so, they'll probably pretty much split the time. You don't want to overwork one of them, and then kind of as things go, naturally one of them will probably kind of take the reins a little bit. But I mean, I think, for the team and the guys and everything, it shouldn't really matter who's in goal. Slightly different playing styles from them, but both top goalies, and you can go to either of them either night, and you'll probably get a kind of similar outcome. So yeah, just again, that depth, that quality in that position is huge, and we'll kind of see. I'm sure they'll probably play a game each this weekend, but it'll be really interesting as the real games get going. What Danny does, if he wants to give one a bit more of a chance maybe, or if he is just going to go back and forward. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that pans out.
You're on there mute, Chris, I think.
I was on mute. Well done. Yeah, thank you.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Just one more before we finish. And again, you could pick out a number of players. I know, there's been a widespread of adulation for some of the early season performances. Chase Pearson, probably was one of the most sort of big name signings, obviously with his NHL connections, playing those games in the NHL. Thought on Saturday, you could just see Sunday, sorry, you could just see what a talented player he was. Jono, you'll remember the no look pass for
Mitch Fossier,
Mitch Fossier.
the backhand, yeah,
Was
beautiful
fabulous. And
pass.
then some of the then there was a goal at the other end, wasn't there, for Foss again?
Yeah, it was the one that was passed straight across. It was Chase to Tim Doherty to Fossier into the roof of the net, and it was
Fabulous.
just quick, straight across the ice, bang, one time. It was beautiful goal, so beautifully worked, such quick passing, one time passing, and all. He seems to be sort of an orchestrator. He just makes things happen, and he looks like he's going to make something happen every time he's on the puck. Obviously, it was the first time I saw him on Sunday, and I was so impressed with how well he played, what he looked to bring to the team. And obviously, it's going to be an advantage for him playing with Tim Doherty and Mitch Fossier, because they've all been on the same teams before in their junior careers at the University of Maine. So I'm just really excited to see what they can do for the Panthers this season. And Sunday showed just how in tune they are with each other. But I think Chase Pearson is certainly going to be one of the stars in the league this season.
Just before we finish, let's look at the two opponents this weekend. I'll talk to Ken about Coventry, but I'll go to you, Greener, for Cardiff. Paul Thompson, obviously now in charge of Cardiff. They had a couple of defeats to Sheffield at the weekend, which even though it's pre-season, I'm sure it would have stung them a little bit. But they both look very close games, and very little in either of them. Looking at the results from afar, I've not really had a chance to see much of the action. Saw very limited bits of goal action when I had chance. What sort of team, Cardiff, even under various coaches that they've had a bit of grit. It just feels like they've had that quite often. What sort of test will Tomo, a Tomo Cardiff team pose for the Panthers on Friday?
Yeah, I think Tomo's teams, they're always very, you could kind of say a bit like with Danny Stewart's teams, they're always hardworking, honest. He's obviously, a little bit of a throwback coach. He coached in that era, probably going back 15, 20 years ago. So, first things first, they're going to be hardworking. They're going to be physical. They're going to do all those little things right. But obviously, with a team like Cardiff, they always have, they're stacked with homegrown players, but they also have those, high-end, non-Brits, if you want to call them that. So yeah, they'll be good. They're always good in that rink. Tomo's a very good sort of motivator, isn't he? He talks very, he'll get his teams fired up for games. Like you said, if they've lost one in overtime, one in a shootout to Sheffield. So, very, very close games there. So yeah, I think, he's gone away to Europe, and I'm sure he's learned a lot in his coaching in the sort of 5, 6 years he's been away there. So we'll see if anything's changed in his kind of the way his teams play. But, they'll always have a lot of grit and intensity. They won't go down without a fight. And, I'm sure there'll be a lot of battles with him throughout the year, some up, some down. So that this will be our first, I think, real true test against another one of the big four, in their rink. So I expect this to be our toughest test to date, definitely.
And Ken, going to Kevin Moore's Coventry, I mean, what a beautiful thing last year in the way that his young team, he brought in a lot of players that were fresh from college or not far after, did really well. Obviously, some of them have gone, including the Steelers stealing one. But it's interesting what they've done. He's added one or two more. I was looking at the roster today. He's added a few more on that tried and tested method. He's obviously taken some players from other elite league clubs. Now, you can argue probably the majority of them weren't going back to their elite league clubs. I mean, Colton Saucerman made it very clear that it wasn't his decision to be leaving the Sheffield Steelers. You look at that and think, well, he's been really clever there, because these players that haven't got contracts probably at their elite league clubs, they're not bad players. They're players that have impressed at those clubs, but obviously, Panthers, Steelers, Belfast, Cardiff, they're wanting to find ways to improve, and that's what these teams are doing. But Kevin Moore's gone, actually, they can do a job for me in Coventry, and I'm really intrigued to see how that pans out. They could be even better than last year.
Yeah, I don't doubt that they will. I think, like you mentioned, Colton Saucerman, as we see Barriga from the Giants as well, is a good pickup for them. And the players, the young British players, continue to develop under Kevin Moore. And the Blaze, I think, definitely look stronger. It's they had a good result, gave a lot of confidence and quite a few goals put away against Tilburg. And that will have given confidence and give Kevin Moore a look at kind of what they need to work on. I was listening to an interview with him after that game, and he was talking. I think he talked about Archie Hazeldine and kind of how he was coming on as a player. Obviously, there's Jack Hopkins there as well, and Zane McKenzie. So I think, always round, like you said, I don't see. You make the point around maybe those players wouldn't have been going back to their respective elite league clubs, but they're solid players that were playing at a top level in the elite league, and I think that can only strengthen the Blaze. And I think they are definitely, I think what Moore has there is they are a team that will play to an extent they're going to be greater than the sum of their parts, and I think they have a real team first mentality. Hard-working mentality, and they don't give up and they don't take anything for granted. I think there will be a really, really good test, and in a way, it will be good to see the fact. Obviously, we're going that trip to Cardiff on Friday night. As Greener says, it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be a tough game to go to Cardiff and then come back and then play the return game on the Saturday night. So, it'll be another opportunity where on that big Saturday night in Nottingham, we're gonna see the Panthers take on the Blaze after they've done a road trip, after they've probably had a tough game the night before. So I think that, it's another test of stamina, another test of early season fitness levels, which have, touch wood, been fairly good so far. I just wanted to make one point as well, just from what you're chatting earlier about Chase Pearson and that line. I think I'm right in saying Chase Pearson, Tim Doherty, and Mitch Fossier were all playing three ice. And you can tell how sharp they've come in, and I think it was Danny Stewart mentioned what he was really pleased with in a lot of cases, the speed of puck decisions that are being made. And I think that sharpness comes, I think, on their part, probably from the fact that they've been playing in that three ice league, which was, from the rushes that I saw of it, pretty quick and pretty skilled. So I think that's why they've come in as sharp as they have.
That's true. And he did mention that. You're really right. Just before we finish, back to the goal is greener. I'm intrigued. Do you think he? I mean, he split them the other weekend and just went two periods, one period, two periods, one period. Because we're now facing elite league opposition at the weekend, do you reckon he'll go with one one night and one the other?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would imagine, sort of bedding them in. They had the obviously the one game the first weekend. Then, like you said, sort of they played, three periods over the 2 days. But yeah, I think he'll want to give them both a full game to, just show what they can do. And also, both of these games will probably be very close and he will want to win them. So, if in Cardiff it's, 2-2 after two periods, you don't really want to go throwing a cold goalie in, in a game that's like that. So I would, in my opinion, I think he'll probably play one either night, and then he'll have a decision to make for opening night next weekend.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Can't believe it. Next weekend is opening night. Really exciting. Tickets still available. It's two-thirds full, I think, as we stand. That was the latest count up of the ticket sales. Now that the excuse me, now that the 26 game season ticket places have been released, you can go online now and grab some fairly decent seats. So if you've been looking and thinking, oh, it's going to be the back again because it's a big crowd, it is a big crowd, but there's a nice handful of seats in very prime locations now
And you get to see the greatest beard in the Elite League with Coltis Norseman. I mean, you
that
don't want to miss that.
yeah, that's very true. But that's kind of a number 10 reason on the list, really. Do you know what I mean? Number one is come and see the Panthers. Number two is come and listen to Ken. And then after that, it's whatever else may be. But yeah, so some good seats available in prime locations. Just a real handful of them. So get them quick before they're gone. And we look forward to welcoming everyone to the Motorpoint Arena on Saturday. Usual places to get your tickets, including the Panthers website, panthers.co.uk. Thanks very much for listening to the latest Panthers podcast, and we'll speak to you at the weekend.